I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the crowd coming back to life after momentarily catching its collective breath. Draisaitl played it off. Kane centers, and it bounces in. Looked like it hit Lindell out in front and wound up past the Smith. 5-3 Edmonton. Every time it looks like they're being threatened, they find a way.
Edmonton scoring only 2 minutes after the Stars had pulled within one. Evander Kane. Two former Sabres scoring last night for the Oilers. Kane's fifth of the postseason. Oilers and Panthers in the final. That'll be on June 4th. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal is in. And Jeremy will be back next week. Get to a running back conversation in a moment pertaining to James Cook. Jeff's been waiting on hold, though, with a question about the stadium, which we've been talking on and off about this morning. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Going back to the stadium, I might have missed this, so I apologize. I just turned you guys on at 7. I read an article this past week that the stadium's going to be 6 months, maybe later, that it's going to be delayed. Is there a plan in place if it is delayed and it's not going to be open for the 26th season?
So, Sal, you could take this if you want, but the way I read that story is, and I don't think this is even surprising, is not that the stadium's going to open and the Bills will be playing games there, but that doesn't mean that there won't still be construction work going on behind the scenes.
Correct.
Until December.
Correct. I don't think the word is delayed. It's that it won't be completely finished until December of 26, which means, you know, you're in there, you're watching games, but there's things going on that you probably don't notice to finish construction.
Right. So, yeah, the stadium will be open and it'll be on time. I don't even think you'll see it. Or maybe you will a little bit. I'm not sure. But all the amenities and the stadium will be good to go by the time the Bills are opening in 26. And maybe even, we've talked about this, an event before that in the summer or something.
Yeah, they're still planning on opening in July of 26. That's going to happen. But
even
if you read the article, I believe WGRZ posted it. Even if you read the article, it says in there, construction semantics. Like they wrote those words in there.
Construction semantics. Yes, that's right. Anyways, I want to get to this quickly on. We talked a lot about James Cook earlier in the week. He didn't show up to OTAs. We had this contract conversation about him for the last couple of months. There's another running back that is on his way to signing in Los Angeles. So it looks like, Sal, that they are heading towards an extension in L.A. between Kyren Williams and the Rams. And pull his stats up for a moment. I want to ask you how close Cook and Williams should be. Even if the Bills aren't the team that ends up giving Cook his next contract, it could be someone else. How close Williams and Cook, or maybe more so the way you should put it is, should Cook see Williams as a comparable? for his own deal. He has actually had a little more production in the league, but I feel like they're close enough to where if he goes out and gets $14, $15 million a year, that Cook could use that as, see, like, this guy's in the same ballpark that I am.
Yeah, yeah, I would if I was James Cook and his agent, no doubt. It doesn't mean the Bills will see it that way, because as we've talked about, the value to each team, right? I mean, yes, Matthew Stafford's still really good, but he's getting older. There's been talk about them moving on from him. Like, they've kind of shifted a little bit where maybe they lean more on Williams, and that would be the argument from the Bills' side, which is, well, look, we have the MVP quarterback who's 28 years old. The Rams don't have that, you know, so his value, Kyron Williams, to the Rams is different than your value to our team. Also, I don't know. I'd have to go look, like, how much is Kyron Williams on the field for third downs and pass blocking situations, right? Like, I mean, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. We've seen that. What are his numbers here? Receiving 34 catches for 182 yards, 32 the year before. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. James Cook can catch the ball out of the backfield. We know that. So, you know, not that part of third down, but what about pass blocking? Where does that lie? But yes, I would say so. If I'm James Cook, James Cook's agent, and Kyron Williams gets $15 million, you're damn right I'm saying, like, you should give me $15 million. That doesn't mean the Bills have to agree to what those, you know, to that particular value on him, but the statistics, sure, I think, would bear it out, yes.
Sure. Yeah, Williams in the last two seasons, about 2,400 yards and 26 touchdowns. That's just on the ground, which is a couple hundred yards more than Cook and about eight more touchdowns. Also, this is actually a big difference. The amount that Williams is on the field. Kyron Williams in the last two seasons. Last year, 87% of snaps.
Yeah. That's the difference.
And then 82% the year prior, which is, for any running back in the league, that's actually a ton. Like, I don't even think, like, other than McCaffrey, there's not many backs that are playing 87% of their team's snaps.
Right.
So that's a big difference between him and Cook, too. But you make the right point about the value to your offense, and Williams is, because Stafford can't really move around anymore, and their line has been struggling over the last couple of years, so they've had to run the ball a little bit more to protect the quarterback. You could even argue that Williams maybe is a little more valuable to their scheme and the overall than Cook is.
And I think that would be the Bills' argument.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Right.
But if you are James Cook and his agent, aren't you saying, okay, like if this guy is going to get that money, like I should be right there too in that ballpark?
I would think so.
I think that's the proper way to look at it. It's if he's taking from his side of it, there's no doubt. It doesn't mean the Bills have to agree. Who's Kyren Williams' backup right now? Who is the backup in L.A.?
Even as big a fantasy player as I am, there's not a name that's coming to the top of my mind. They had a rookie last year that I don't think
Blake
got
Corum.
In a lot.
Blake Corum.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan kid.
Okay, well, if you're the Bills then, let's just play this out. Let's say you go to a negotiation. You're James Cook. You're his agent. Hey, Kyren Williams just got $15 million. I want the same or $14 million or whatever, and look at the stats, and you're the Bills. You're like, well, wait a minute. Like, you're not on the field as much, and they have an older quarterback. We have the MVP in his prime. We have a really good offensive line. They don't. We can pretty much roll with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson and get a really good production. I don't think the Rams could make that argument as much.
I think that's right. I think it would be tougher for them to make that argument. It would certainly be tougher for them to make that argument, I think. 803-0550 is the phone number.
Joe, I have a comparison that I read online that I want to run by you. That's really interesting.
What do we got?
It is definitely not like perfect because one is much younger than the other. Okay.
Okay.
But I see why and where it's going.
Okay.
After last night, I have seen Dallas sports fans compare Jake Ottinger to Dak Prescott.
Jake Ottinger to Dak Prescott. He got pulled last night, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I just saw some awkward video going into the third period, Pete DeBoer like walking by Ottinger and they like don't make eye contact with each other.
I saw the same thing. And in fact, if you click that tweet and scroll down, I believe there is a tweet with a picture of Dak Prescott's face superimposed over Jake Ottinger's body.
Okay. So why, what's the reason for the comparison? Is it like, it's because what, playoff failure or what?
Oh, this guy who, hey, he's good. He's good. He's really good. He's the franchise guy. He's put up numbers regular season, but he can't get there. Now the Stars have gone, they've lost 3 straight years in the conference finals. Is that right? They've lost 3 straight years now in the conference finals?
I think they have. Sounds right. And they were in the finals, I think, before that and lost.
So that's not Dak right now, but let's go back. What was Dak? What were the Cowboys?
He's won a couple playoff games, hasn't he?
Yeah, let's go to their early on in their career.
You're right on Dallas. It's been 3 straight years in the conference finals, though, that they've lost.
Yo, so again, I know that Dak's older, right? And like, but I think... Yep. Here's why it's interesting to me. This is not the national media. I've seen people in Dallas do it. That's their guys. Those are their guys. I mean, Ottinger is what? The USA goalie, right? I mean, he's that level. He's, oh my God, he's good enough to be that guy. Why can't he win in the playoffs? Why can't he get us there? Here's Dak Prescott, who he signed the largest contract in history, right, at one point, the quarterbacks. And, you know, he's held up in this regard by so many people. And I know that's different now and where we've gone with quarterbacks, and he's not in that tier. But I think it's interesting that their own fan base here in Dallas is kind of putting that together.
Yeah. The youth is different. I don't know. Prescott is somebody I struggle with, so I don't know how I feel about this. Ottinger, I think, is awesome. Like, he is one of the best goalies in the league, and he's been that for a couple years now. Is Dak... I guess it's different, though, because goalie versus quarterback, too, but I don't think Dak is as good at his position as Ottinger is his. I guess I'd put it that way. And that is coming from somebody who, by the way, I think I have. I'm trying to find where I have it because I made
Dak
this bet.
Dak Prescott 2 years ago finished second in the MVP voting.
He did.
2 years ago.
I actually remember making the argument that he should have won that MVP. That, like, if I had a vote, I would have voted for Dak that season. And I have a Dak MVP vote for this year. Now, it's like crazy long odds, but like I was in Pennsylvania like a month or two ago. I'm like, I could bet awards here. What do I want for NFL MVP? And like, you're not going to bet Allen because it's like, you know, he's even money to win. Same with a lot of other guys. Like, it's like 10 to win 600 on Dak Prescott. I'll do that. He could throw for a billion yards this year.
Yeah, see, that's why I think it's interesting. Again, I know it's not apples to apples, I get it, but I think it's really interesting that the Dallas fan base, there have been a few people I've seen and come across and said, like, it's like, it's basically Dak Prescott at quarterback. Like,
yeah.
He's good. Like, you know, like, you can, he's right there. He's among the best in the league statistically sometimes, and, but
yeah.
Just, you're not winning.
Well, I mean, the Dallas fan base is going through it a little bit the last couple of years, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they've got good teams that hit their head on the ceiling, and I guess even in this instance, these two guys, you got some good, like, great players that kind of let you down in the big moments, and in your basketball team that made the finals decided to get rid of their best player. So, you know, all of that has been happening to you in the last, like, 2 years if you're a Dallas sports fan. Not that I'm shedding any tears for the Dallas sports fan, by the way. They haven't won anything.
I have a fun, quick, instant trivia if you have a minute before we get to 8 o'clock.
Let's take a break here, and I would love a one-minute trivia. Let's do that when we come back here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.